Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 474 slide. Visible translated text is as follows. Ingham, how to look the door. He did not tell us anything about Frank having a cord in his hand at the tip of the steps, or that Frank looked funny about his eyes, or that his face was red. He didn't tell us that he went back there and found the little girl with a rope around her neck and a piece of underclothing, or that he went back to Mr. Frank and told him the girl was dead, or that he wrapped her in a piece of cloth. He said it was a crocus sack. He did not say anything about Mr. Frank saying, shh, shh. He didn't say that he put the sack on his shoulder and that body dangled round about his legs. He said he never saw the ribbon, didn't know where it was. We asked him whether there was any thought of burning the body, and he said no. He didn't know anything about that. He never said anything about his promising to come back and burn the body, or that he said to Mr. Frank, you are a white man and done it, and I am not going down there and burn it myself, or that Mr. Frank had arranged to give his bond and send him away, or that Frank said he would have a place to get in by when he came back to burn the body, or said he owed a Jew 10 cents and paid it. He did not tell us of any conversation he had with Mr. Frank on Tuesday after the murder, in which Mr. Frank said, if you had come back on Saturday and done what I told you, there wouldn't have been any trouble. As to the scene between Conley and me when I undertook to convince him that I knew he could write on Sunday, May 18th, I called him up at Chief Lanford's office, gave him a paper and pencil, and told him that we understood he said he couldn't write, and now we knew he could write, and we wanted him to write what we told him. He sat there and looked at us while we were talking, and I told him to write as I dictated, convinced him that we knew he could write, and then he wrote.